Going back a little ways, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, what's your opinion on that? You know, they say that Johnson basically set it up so we would have to get into war, and that we were actually the ones firing upon ourselves just to have that excuse.
It's really back in that time that I began to become skeptical about political figures in a lot of ways. You really have to do things to gain support. Did we really do this? Will we really know? Will we really figure it out? For example, Pearl Harbor. There was apparently sufficient warning that we could have figured out Pearl Harbor was coming, but we ignored it. Is that maybe even then a situation in which we maybe allowed an attack to occur by ignoring the danger? Because then we'd be in it. What happened to the Gulf of Tonkin? I don't know that we'll know.
So there was anything like with Kennedy or King, there wasn't a feeling of paranoia at that time. There wasn't really any question about it.
No, not really. I mean, there wasn't much doubt then. You basically trusted and believed what was going on then. You're right. But that type of event, and then when people start questioning, is where you come up with a lot of doubt and misbelief, and like what Nixon got into with Watergate. You don't believe it necessarily. I don't think he necessarily did anything wrong, any greater than maybe any other president had done. But he got caught and tried to cover it up. And I think that was a mistake. I think that was his mistake, really. I think some of what was occurring maybe was just standard old business practices.
For the last few minutes, I'm going to just basically tell you some events. And just tell me basically your feelings of those events. Whether it mattered to you, whether you even paid attention to later or whatever. A lot of these, like the early 50s, really doesn't matter, but hey, 58, NASA was founded. Did that, I mean, this is the year after Sputnik, so I mean, did that give you a resurgence of American pride?
That was neat, because I was reading a lot of science fiction about going to space, and it sounded great. I was impressed by that. Hey, we're going to set up spacecraft.
Okay. What about in 60 when the U-2 was shot down over Russia? Did that worry you any more than...
That made you wonder, because you were wondering what was going on, because obviously these planes that weren't flying were flying. How many other things were kind of occurring that you didn't know about?
Okay, 61, the Berlin Wall was erected.
Again, probably very much maybe a situation where the kid was there that was very much something that did not affect me. You feel bad for people in a situation where they're policed like that, that you have, in a sense, families separated or neighborhoods divided that maybe have been... it was not a desirable situation, but it was something that I had no influence or connection with in a lot of ways.
Okay. 65, the Watts riots. Did that, when you hear about that, well, in comparison, when the LA riots occurred, then also Atlanta came up in Miami, it was sort of like, I think there was a tension in this country of that, you know, there might be, some people consider a race war beginning. I mean, was there any really sense of this is just the beginning, or did everyone think, well, this is just, you know, stuff happens?
I was in Pittsburgh at that point, and I felt like there was a very, unrealistic sense up there, but then most of my life I've not been involved in a situation that was racially, potentially threatening. Mm-hmm. In Birmingham, there were no blacks really around. There was probably more than in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, there were just literally none. There weren't any around. You can talk about a racially segregated situation. In the entire county I lived in, I don't remember seeing really any blacks. They just weren't there. There just weren't any. There was a feeling of curiosity as to what was going to happen and where this was going to go. But it was, again, something that did not touch me strongly.
Alright. Two final events. One is one man landed on the moon in 69. First of all, what were your feelings? And secondly, what was it like to actually see it on television?
It was neat. It's something you would strive for a long time, to reach that point, reach that goal. It was a little like anticlimactic. It's like, what do we do now? Why did we come here? I mean, we have a used car up there. Why? We gained the ability to do it, but what did we gain? Gained a lot of knowledge on how to travel into space, but where do we go with it from here? Jean-Luc Picard, Enterprise, shooting around the galaxy, or from galaxy to galaxy? I don't know. I think the real point is to work at where we are in building mankind, not just this family, this state, this country, this continent, but this world as people working together, because so long as we have one group advantaged over another, the others are going to resent it. And they're going to push to be equal. I think if we can ever get it to a point where we can erase the racial differences and the prejudices, but a lot of that comes from pride of region. Pride of the fact that I'm Polish. Well, let's pick on the Poles, or pride of the fact I'm whatever. I mean, we're one among many. We're part of mankind, all of us. And the things that we can do to improve mankind, not to pit one group against another, but to improve mankind, is what's going to benefit mankind.
Okay, and finally, what about the counterculture revolution, the hippies and all that? How did that affect you? Were you a hippie in any way? Or?
Yeah, in ways, but I mean, it was more just, I didn't get into drugs really, but I hung around a lot of the drug users and so forth. But man, it was more really just a situation of just, let's just relax. There's no point in worrying about it. Live life in peace. Let's get along. Let's cooperate. And that was the way I looked at it. I mean, there were groups that went to extremes, but anytime you went to groups against the rest of the world, it was a problem. And if everybody would just live in peace and harmony and get along.
And one final thing is, looking back at the 50s and 60s and how you lived your life, is there anything which you would have changed, or are you quite satisfied with how everything went?
Pretty much quite satisfied. I wish maybe to have been a little less naive and maybe a little more interested in what was going on as far as be maybe a little more politically aware, but one of the things my father wanted me to have was a nice, peaceful, quiet childhood, and be a child and not worry about it. And that's basically the way I lived. It was a nice, peaceful, quiet childhood. Grew up as a child and didn't have to worry about making a living or supporting myself or worrying about where our next meal was coming from.
All right, well, thank you for the interview. This will conclude Scott Kroll's interview, History 252, the 26th of July, 1993.